Test 70, Section 1, Question 14. Here we're trying to match a principle to a situation described above. So we want to create an if-then that will match what we saw in the passage. So we have Sharon heard her favorite novelist speak out against a political candidate that Sharon has supported for years. So Sharon heard an author say something against the candidate that Sharon has liked for lots of years. As a result, Sharon's estimation of the novelist declined, but her estimation of the candidate did not change. Well, so she stopped. She didn't like the author as much, but she didn't change about the politician. Now, there's a lot of principles here that could be in play. One of them could be that you are going to be more influenced by what you think about a politician than about a novelist. You're going to hold your views. Could be about that when you've supported someone for years, that is more likely to influence you than, you know, your favorite novelist. So we really just have to look at what answer choice matches. This was a difficult one because I think there are several if-thens you could make from this. So, A, artists who speak out on political matters will have influence only among their most dedicated fans. Well, we don't really know that because we know that Sharon is it's her favorite novelist. So we don't know whether she's one of the most dedicated fans. And so that actually would kind of go against it. A political statement from an artist should be considered only if the artist has established a reputation for being honest. We don't have anything in this passage about honesty or reputation of the artist. Artists should limit their public political statements to issues that are somehow related to the arts. We don't know about whether they should or shouldn't limit it to those, just what the effect on Sharon was. Someone who hears testimony that contradicts a long-standing opinion will generally entertain doubts about the source of the testimony rather than the correctness of the opinion. Well, it's good enough to hold on to because it's contradicting a long-standing opinion. And then people are far less likely to renounce an allegiance they have held for many years than to renounce an allegiance that is new to them. This is tempting, but the problem is we don't know about the relative length of the allegiance to the favorite novelist. But D, someone who hears testimony contradicts as a long-standing opinion. That's the political candidate supported for many years. And whether or not she supported the artist for a lot of years is irrelevant. It's just saying if the artist now makes statements that go against that, they'll entertain doubts about the source of the testimony. So her estimation of the novelist declined. Rather than the correctness of the opinion, didn't really change how she felt about the candidate. And so D is our correct response.